On Crick Info Talk.
How do you view this current team which is going to England, the situation that it's in?
You know, I think we've had some good results in test cricket over the last 15, 16 months. We've had some good results in one day cricket as well. Off late in one day cricket, we struggled a bit over a period of time. But that's India. I mean, that's what being an Indian player is. I mean, the focus, 1 month you can be doing, you can be a very good team and you had a good series and you know, two test matches later or two one day series later, you know, you can be useless. Because if you've lost it or had a couple of poor games, I mean, the opinions and everything swings from extremes, you know. So, you know, as players, we've got to see a balance, you know. We've got to see that, you know, we do know that there are things that we can, you know, do better. And, but that's never changed. I mean, that's been, you know, that's been true of this Indian team. That's probably been true of every single Indian team. And that's probably been true of every English team that's toured India. You know, I think the challenges are to get used to the conditions. You know, I think we're going to have the advantage of having some experienced batsmen who played there before. You know, our bowling attack is young and inexperienced, and you know, injuries and lack of form have not helped us in the bowling department. But you know, having said that, there's some potential there, and there's no better place that, you know, you can show your potential than in conditions that might suit, you know, swing and seam bowling, which is the kind of attack that we have. You know, so I'm quite hopeful and really positive.
Probably one really experienced fast bowler, one really experienced spinner. The rest are pretty raw, but no, you still have a Srishant who's had a
good Srishant's time. Had a great tour of South Africa. He really bowled superbly. If he can bowl, I mean, he can keep that sort of seam position, he can bowl the way he did in South Africa in England. I'm sure he'll be successful, you know, because the ball will swing there and it'll probably help him more than it did in South Africa. You know, his kind of bowling. We do have the sort of seam and swing bowlers, you know, that tend to do well in England, you know, the more the swing sort of bowlers. But yeah, I mean, they are experienced, and that's the reality of it. I mean, you know, we've had a few injuries, we've had a few people losing form and fitness, and that's, you know, that's the way things are stand at the moment, and we've got to work with what we've gotten. And I'm hopeful that the guys will, you know, learn from these tours and learn from the experience, and a couple of senior guys around who can guide them, and hopefully, you know, we can get a good, and hopefully everyone's staying fit. I mean, obviously it's critical for us that everyone stays fit now, and you know, we can't afford to lose too many more people with injuries. But everyone's staying fit. I think we should be able to put in a useful test attack, you know, come the first test.
Bangladesh, also none was probably one of the easier tours, but a few positives to come out of the test. Some good, a good opening partnership, opening combination.
Yeah, I mean, touch wood. I mean, Wasim and Karthik seemed to have struck up a decent thing. I mean, they did well in the test match in Joburg, which was really, you know, where we can judge them from. I mean, I know that Bangladesh is a bit different. But, you know, Karthik's obviously, Wasim's the more established one. He's got that, you know, ability to play some very big knocks. It's a question of him now being consistent and you know, building on some of those, you know, building on some of those starts that he, you know, he can get, and being more consistent with his scores. And he's got to see himself now as an established batsman in this lineup and a more senior sort of player who's, you know, played quite a few test matches now. Dinesh, on the other hand, is, you know, very exciting simply because I think he's been, he has a great attitude and, you know, his desire and hunger to learn and you know, his basic technique and his courage cannot be, you know, faulted. So it's going to be a challenging tour for him, no doubt about it. But, you know, I think he deserves the opportunity to make a name for himself. I mean, instead of pigeonholing him just as a wicketkeeper, I think, you know, he's been excited about the opportunity to get a chance to play in the 11 as an opener, and he wants to try and make the best of it. You know, I mean, Dhoni's obviously taken the number one wicketkeeping slot, you know, away from him, and you know, he sees this as a great opportunity to stay involved and to contribute. And you know, he hasn't done anything wrong so far, and as long as he can keep doing that, then so be, you know, that's good. But you know. So.
Just going back a year, when England came to India, they came with, could say, a relatively weakened side, but we ended up drawing the series. Just looking at a few players, I mean, at the England team, what are the lessons we can take from that series? Maybe you overestimated them, maybe, you know, go for the kill even more, something like that?
The last series, I mean, obviously they played well in Bombay, and, you know, the track turned quite a bit, and you know, we got caught on a fourth innings wicket that, you know, we probably shouldn't have been there. But they played some very good cricket in India, I must, you know, there's no doubt about it. I think they played well. I think, you know, Andrew Flintoff led really well. He led from the front. His performances with the bat and the ball in that series were, you know, quite a brilliant. You know, they had some good players. I mean, they've got some very good players, and obviously, you know, at home they're a very dangerous side. History shows you they haven't been losing at all at home, except against Australia. So, you know, it shows that they do have the kind of cricketers who do well in those kind of conditions and who are comfortable at home and, you know, obviously enjoy playing a lot more at home, you know. It's something that's is going to work for them, you know, obviously a big thing. I mean, obviously Flintoff's probably not going to be around in the initial part of the series at least, and, you know, that's something that I feel that does impact them a little bit. You know, it takes away, it makes things a bit equal in the way I see it. You know, I mean, if they have Flintoff, then they can afford to play five bowlers. Mm-hmm. Whereas we've had that problem of not having the all-rounder and being forced to play, you know, four bowlers. And I think without Flintoff, I think it sort of evens things out in some ways. And, you know, I think they'll have to go in with four bowlers and you know, so will we, you know. So unless they, you know, so... So that's, you know, I mean, obviously you'd like...
Interesting you say that, because you've always maintained that in the long term, five bowler strategy is what you're looking for.
I agree that five bowlers is what I started. I mean, I truly do believe that five bowlers is the way to go. But to successfully implement a five bowler strategy, I think you need to have a good wicketkeeper batsman, which we do in Mahendra Singh Dhoni. And I think you need to have an all-rounder and preferably a fast bowling all-rounder, you know, from India's perspective, because you're generally going to have a couple of good spinners. So what we really truly do need is maybe a fast bowling all-rounder. And, you know, there was a period of time when Irfan was doing well, and we saw Irfan as possibly that person who could do that role. Obviously, you know, he's unfortunately fallen away and he's not been able to sort of maintain his place in the side. It's the same with most teams. I mean, the way that people are able to play five bowlers is when they can have that fast bowling all-rounder. And, you know, I mean, that's why people like Kapil Dev are gold, you know. I mean, fast bowling all-rounders, I think, are gold, you know, especially bowling all-rounders. And, you know, we've just been unlucky that we haven't had anyone in this generation for us, you know, to be able to do that. It's the same thing with England. I mean, England's probably not easy going to be for them to easily replace Flintoff. I mean, Australia is probably the only team that's been able to successfully play four bowlers, but, you know, they've had the kind of four bowlers they've had have been, you know, McGrath, Vaughan, you know, Gillespie and Lee, who all of them average, you know, in the early 20s as bowlers, you know, and that, if you have that kind of attack, then you can afford to do that. But as you can see, even Australia now are contemplating going in with Shane Watson and using, and they've, I think, looked ahead and seen that with McGrath and Vaughan not around, they're probably going to have to go for five bowlers. And I think, you know, they're seeing Shane Watson or Andrew Symonds as that person who can do that role. And when we did very well in one-day cricket and we were successful the early part of the year in my captaincy, I just felt that, you know, the fact that we could play five bowlers was a very important part of that. Irfan was the one who was the key. But, that's that. I mean, you know, you can only have theories and combinations, but you've got to suit them to the personnel that you have and the skill sets that you have in your team. You know, theory of yours can be written in stone. You've got to tailor it according to the kind of people and the skill sets you have in your team, you know.
Yeah, just one point, we've spoken about your thing as a captain, you're going on the tour of England, first time as a captain. So it's also probably going to be some additional pressure now, because we don't know the situation with the coach, you know, what the situation is. But there's also probably going to be some additional burden in that regard. So it's going to be a really challenging one.
Yeah, it's challenging. It's going to be exciting. You know, I'm looking forward to it. In the end of the day, I mean, I can do the best that I can. I mean, I'm just going to go out there and try and do the best that I can. Try and, you know, just try and have some fun, enjoy my cricket. And I'm hoping that, you know, the fact that I always seem to enjoy traveling, going to England, playing in England will help me in the sense that I know that, you know, I'll try and do things away from the game that will help me relax and be myself and, you know, which I think is really important for me. And also just, you know, I mean, in the end of the day, it's, you know, I'm going to try and treat it as something that I'm going to try and do the best that I can. And, you know, if things work out, then great. You know, I mean, that's the attitude I've got to go in with. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I can control and there are things that I can't control. And some of the things that are happening, obviously, are beyond my control. And there's no point in me worrying or fretting about it and you know, thinking about them. I've just got to, you know, put my head down and see what I can do with the team, the kind of boys that I have. With the kind of people that we have in the team and just try and do the best that we can with the situation that we are in.
You mentioned that this is probably your last tour to England. There are a lot of people in the team, probably 4 or 5 people in the team who are in a similar situation. So is there a sense of probably over the a real pumped up sense that over the next year we're probably going to tour England for the last time, we're probably going to tour Australia for the last time, let's make the most of it sort of thing?
I don't know if there's an, I mean, I don't know if there's, let's make the most of it or,
oh,
I don't know, I don't think, I mean, the guys, I don't think you see that, I just mentioned it in passing that yes, it's probably going to be the last time I'm going to tour in England, but, you know, that's no reason for me to want to do, you know, that's not the only reason for me to want to do well. I mean, whether I went there for the first time or whether even if I was going to go there again, I still want to do well in England, you know, so that's not, I mean, I don't think, it's just that, I mean, it's just that it's nice. It would be nice to do well if you know that you're not going to probably go back again to England. But no, I don't see it as an extra burden or an extra pressure, or I don't see it as something that, you know, I must do well in just because it's my last tour. I mean, I would want to do well irrespective of whether I was going there for the first time or the last time.
Despite England having lost the Ashes, the number of young players who come through after that, there's Pryor, there's Sidebottom, there are few talents who are coming through. So have you had a chance to look at them at all, or have you had a chance?
I mean, I've obviously watched a lot of the cricket on TV, and I've seen, you know, there's obviously, I think they've got
there's Cook who's really come through.
Yeah, I mean, I think Alistair Cook's been in terrific form, and he's a, you know, I think a really exciting young prospect for England. So is Ian Bell. I think, you know, Ian Bell's really done well at the opportunities he's got, you know, batting lower down the order. Seems to have improved a lot since we last saw him in India. I mean, Peterson's development of Peterson, obviously, you know, he's one of the top batsmen in the world now, without a doubt. You know, they've got some good batting. Monty Panis has come on, done well. Sidebottom's had a good tour. I think, you know, Matt Pryor as a keeper looks like he's playing well. And, you know, and as a captain, Warren looks like he's back and playing good cricket. So, I mean, all around, I think they've got some good players, and so do we. I mean, I think we've got some good players, some good quality out there, and, you know, I think it's going to be a good series. It's going to be an interesting series and an exciting one.
You are listening to Cricinfo Talk.